qualified for Food and Drug Administration approval. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on QPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. There's a little bit of music from a French comedic opera, music by Emmanuel Chabrier, from his opera A King in Spite of Himself. We listen to Danse Slave, or Slavic Dance, with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, led by Paul Perret, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues. In this Thursday noon hour, we've got for you a ballad for violin and piano by one Carl Goldmark, as well as a string serenade that was by the Czech composer Josef Suk and heavily influenced by his teacher, Antonín Dvořák. That's a bit later, with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Up next, we have some music from another opera, one of Puccini's, a fantasy from A Tale of Young Artists Living in the Latin Quarter of Paris, a fantasy from La Bohème, the Bohemians, next with the Salon Orchestra of Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Puccini, and a fantasy from his opera La Bohème, the Bohemians. We heard the Salon Orchestra of Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. 12:25 now. Stay with us for the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. They'll join us in the second half of the hour, and they've got a beautiful serenade for strings by Czech composer Josef Suk, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting their 2026 induction ceremony, featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street, May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org. And the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Here on the KU campus, it is 64 degrees, cloudy skies, 30% chance of some showers for this afternoon, and the high is about around where it'll be for today. Tonight, 40% chance of showers and lows in the mid-50s. We've got an excellent chance of showers for tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. 60% chance of rain then. We're in the company next of violinist Ulf Wallin and pianist Bruno Canino. They'll perform a ballad for violin and piano by composer Carl Goldmark next on KPR. Ballad for Piano and Violin by Carl Goldmark, violinist Ulf Wallin and pianist Bruno Canino, with the performance on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 12:34, and coming up at the top of the hour is our next NPR News update. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola. Featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. It is free at the Lawrence Public Library on Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. We'll have along next the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, and they have some music for you now by Czech composer Josef Suk, and early music that he wrote in 1892. At that time, he was only recently been made a student by Antonín Dvořák at the Prague Conservatory, and it was from Dvořák's instructions that Suk underwent the writing of some music specifically intended to be cheerful and accessible What he wrote was his Serenade for Strings in E-flat major, and the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra has the performance next on KPR. The Serenade for Strings in E-flat major. That was by composer Josef Suk, written in 1892 while a student of Antonín Dvořák at the Prague Conservatory. Listened to the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News, another hour of the classics in front of us, where we'll hear a waltz by Wald Teufel, chamber music by Ernst von Dachnanyi, and one of the orchestral suites by Jules Massenet. We've got that and much more still to come as classical music unfolds here on a Thursday afternoon on the KU campus, 64 degrees. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Sudan to Washington Dulles. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The St. Louis Symphony and conductor Leonard Slatkin there, and a famous march by Sergei Prokofiev from The Love for Three Oranges. This is Kansas Public Radio, and more classical music for a Thursday afternoon is on the way. I'm Jeb Watson, and here in this 1 p.m. hour we await Spectrum Concerts Berlin and chamber music from composer Ernst von Dachnanyi. We'll have later a sextet for piano, strings and winds, followed by the New Zealand Symphony and one of the orchestral suites, Scenes of Naples. That's by Jules Massenet in just a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka. Offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants, with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. Next, we're with the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic and conductor Alfred Walter to enjoy music from the French waltz master Emil Wald Teufel. This is known as the Hebe Waltz, or Goddess of Eternal Youth, on Kansas Public Radio. The Hebe Waltz, or Goddess of Eternal Youth, by French composer Emil Wald Teufel. There we heard the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Alfred Walter on Kansas Public Radio. 1:15 now, and we'll have music from another French composer, Jules Massenet, when the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra gives us Suite No. 5, Scenes of Naples. That'll be in the second half of the hour. Stay with us here on KPR on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Te Deum, Kansas City's voice for sacred choral music, offering a Memorial Day weekend concert of remembrance and comfort featuring Herbert Howell's Requiem. Tickets at te-deum.org. Next on KPR, we have some Hungarian chamber music, composed in 1935 by Ernst von Dachnanyi, during a period where he was laid up bedridden with thrombosis, and to pass the time, he sketched out the following sextet in C major for piano, violin, viola, cello, clarinet, and horn. Here's the Ensemble Spectrum Concerts Berlin on KPR. Composed in 1935, sextet for piano, strings, clarinet, and horn, music by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi, and a performance by Spectrum Concerts Berlin here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:46, and just a little while to go now until NPR News at the top of the hour, and classical music continues until 3. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu. You know, 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. You can learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. It's currently 63 degrees on the KU campus. That's about as warm as it'll get today. We have a 20% chance of showers for the afternoon. Tonight, 40% chance of rain and lows in the mid-50s. There's a strong likelihood of showers and thunderstorms possible for tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. 40% chance of showers on Friday night. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated. Supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas Trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org. Well, next up is the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra conductor Johnny Vassons. In a late 19th century orchestral suite by French composer Jules Massenet, some Italian impressions here in Orchestral Suite No. 5, Scenes of Naples, on Kansas Public Radio. Orchestral Suite No. 5, Scenes of Naples, by Jules Massenet, and played by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Johnny Vassons on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m. now, and just about time for NPR News. Among other things, in the next hour, we have for you the Corelia Suite by Sibelius, that and much more still to come on KPR. All things considered, today from 3 to 7 p.m., at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Okay, in Nairobi.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's by composer Percy Grainger and a tune of his that I've always enjoyed called The Walking Tune. And we heard the Academy Chamber Ensemble here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jed Watson, and I've got a little more classical music for a Thursday afternoon. We listen to a so-called potpourri for an unusual pairing of instruments, cello and guitar, from a fellow named Friedrich Dotsauer, as well as the Slovak Philharmonic and the overture Elegy in Rondo, a almost symphony from English composer Sir Arnold Bax, all just ahead. The Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra and conductor Jukka-Pekka Sarasate. They've got our next performance. It's a famous piece by Jean Sibelius that is steeped in Finnish myth and legend. Next on KPR, we'll enjoy the Corelia Suite. The Corelia Suite by Jean Sibelius and played there by the Finnish Radio Symphony conductor Jukka-Pekka Sarasate on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 2:24, stay with us for the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra. In a few short minutes, they'll be here to perform Overture Elegy in Rondo by Sir Arnold Bax. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Counselors are available around the clock for anyone in a mental or emotional crisis at Kansas988.org. And from the Kansas Book Festival announcing A Night for the History Books, Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, looks like we've got about a 40% chance of showers and storms. Late tonight, cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Showers likely for tomorrow morning and afternoon, 60% chance of showers, a high of about 70, and for tomorrow night, 40% chance of showers. Next, we've got a little bit of an unusual pairing of instruments, cello and guitar. And the music is by Justus Johann Friedrich Dotzauer, a German composer born in the late 18th century, a member of the Gewandhaus Orchestra, founder of the Gewandhaus Quartet, and was for many years the principal cellist of the Dresden Court Orchestra. He wrote a lot for cello, books of many exercises, and also the following so-called potpourri for cello and guitar, played here by cellist Morten Zuthen with guitarist Erling Moldrup on KPR. That's by German cellist and composer Friedrich Dotzauer. Potpourri for cello and guitar, played by Morten Zuthen and guitarist Erling Moldrup here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:33 now, and at 3 p.m. we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight at 7 p.m., of course, we bring you Classics Live and catch an hour of classical music tonight from 8 to 9 p.m. with host Kay McIntyre. Here at KPR, we essentially have one job, to serve our listeners with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds the service that you rely on. Because you listen to KPR, please consider becoming a member listener, which you can do over at support.kansaspublicradio.org to help fund the programming that matters. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio. Quick note that when your old car or truck is not your favorite place to listen to KPR anymore, consider donating it to KPR. You can learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at that same website, kansaspublicradio.org. Lots of ways to support the station you rely on, and we thank each and every one of you. We have next the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Barry Wordsworth. And from English composer Sir Arnold Bax, a little something that is not quite a symphony, but does have all the elements of one. A piece that he wrote in 1927, but sadly never got to hear performed in his lifetime, the Overture, Elegy, and Rondo. Here's the Slovak Philharmonic next on Kansas Public Radio. Music written by English composer Sir Arnold Bax in 1927, though he would never get a chance to hear it performed in his lifetime, Overture, Elegy, and Rondo, a not-quite-but-almost symphony performed by the Slovak Philharmonic, conducted by Barry Wordsworth, on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m. and time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Time for me to say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, and I'll have more classical music for you at noon tomorrow. Catch Classics Live tonight at 7 and Music with Kay McIntyre from 8 to 9. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. It's 3 o'clock, and this is KPR.